Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We like to say good morning and welcome to all those who are joining us in person and welcome to all those who are joining us online. It's good to be here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. We begin today, the second Sunday of Lent, with the words printed in our bulletin. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will build us up.
After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up,
that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord.
His appearance is as sure as dawn.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with you and for you. Most merciful God,
We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Please join us as we sing the hymn of praise. We'll do it twice.
Let us pray. The God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promised everlasting life to the world.
Gather all peoples into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God,
and now we invite our children to come forward for a children's message. How are you guys doing? How's your week been? Spring break almost here, or is that a little bit away?
One more week.
One more week, then spring break. That's great. Well, I have a question for you. Do you know what this is?
An umbrella.
It's an umbrella, right? An umbrella. I thought I was going to like stump somebody. Well, what do you use it for?
If it's raining.
If it's raining, yeah. What do you do with it?
Put it over.
It opens up and I put it over my head and then who does all the work in this relationship? The umbrella does all the work, right? And what does the umbrella do?
It stops
the rain from hitting me. So when I'm under the umbrella, the rain can't get to me. But am I only not wet if I'm under the umbrella?
No.
I'm also warm, right? Because I'm not getting cold. So there's the what it prevents me from getting wet. But there's also that I'm warmer now because I'm under the umbrella. It could be the same thing with the sun, right? Sometimes people use umbrellas when it's hot, protects you from the sun, so you're cool under the umbrella. Well, today in our gospel, Jesus talks about how Jesus is a mother hen that gathers everyone under her wings. And you know how your mother sometimes gathers you. So it's like an umbrella. God in Jesus gathers us, protects us, keeps us safe. And then because we are gathered in God, in Jesus, we also know that we are loved, that we have purpose, that we have meaning, that we're held safe. So let us pray together. We'll send out our hands on the count of three. We're going to bring them together. One, two, three. We'll pray. Please repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being our mother hen.
Thank you for being our mother hen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I think you're off to Sunday school.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First reading this morning is from Genesis 15, chapter 15. Hear now the word. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I supposed to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying to him, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 27. I'll read the light print if you'll follow on the dark print. You can find it on page 5 of your bulletin. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evil doers close in against me to devour my flesh, they, my foes and my enemies, will stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise up against me, my trust will not be shaken.
One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life,
day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock.
Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart speaks your message. See my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek.
Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Hear me on a level path because of my oppressors.
Subject me not to the will of my foes, for they rise up against me, false witnesses breathing violence.
This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord.
The second reading. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 to 41. Hear now the word. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their mind, their God is the belly. And their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when I love and long for my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed away from Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. And they were unwilling. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, friends, one of the first things I learned in my new relationship to ferrets when we first had them was a ferret goes crazy for a squeaky toy. You know, those stuffed plush toys with a little squeaker in it, and they squeak it, and it makes that sound. Well, they go crazy for that sound. And whether they're fast asleep, in a new space to explore, just got into the garage, so this new space, or even the occasion that they got out into the wider world, they can't resist that squeaky toy. And they will come with wild abandon to where it is. Now, my boys, they will run and jump and leap, and when they get it, then you immediately realize they think it must be a bird or there's something in their old instinct that kicks in. Because they'll do the death shake, they'll do the death roll, and then with hopeless abandon, they will run as fast, leap, and with joy underneath the couch somewhere to hide their new stash. And friends, if you've never seen the ecstatic joy of a ferret trying to stash a toy, let me tell you, it's one of the cutest things you'll ever see. But then I noticed our girls responded a little differently. Now, they ran with the same amount of energy and urgency to the squeaky toy. But then upon gaining the toy, they might sometimes even talk back in their little duking, what's called a duke voice. And if you've seen a ferret in a conversation with a squeaky toy, that may be the only thing cuter than the wild abandoned stash. But there was no death roll, no death shake, and yet no less urgency to get that new toy taken under their arms and then nested. And this was such a strange, opposite sort of reaction that I started to do a little research at it. And it I found out that that squeaky toy also resembles the sound of a baby ferret. So the boys heard prey, they heard a bird. The girls heard a little baby ferret. And their internal maternal instincts kicked in. And currently, Midnight, our only girl we currently have, she takes this to a whole new level. Her maternal inner honey badger gets activated, and she hears that squeaky toy. She assumes that I am causing it distress. So she runs to me and begins biting me until I give her the toy. And then the toy is taken, and then it goes to nest. My friends, I tell you this story because maybe it will give us a window to our gospel lesson today. Jesus says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how have I longed to gather you under my wings, as a mother hen gathers her brood, but you were not worthy." And what is a mother hen doing when it gathers her young? Of course, for love, of course, for protection. But when that fox gets in the hen house, and that mother hen gets her inner honey badger activated, of course there will be a fight and there will be a war. But if all else fails, the last defense of mother hen gather her brood underneath her wings. As if the fox wins the day, the fox will only eat her. Because on consuming her body, it will be filled. And those baby chicks will live. Our image is of sacrificial love in this text. A sacrificial love is at the very heart of all of existence. Everything in itself is a reflection of the love of God, the love that is poured out. And why is it that all things reflect this? It's because all things are reflection from God. And when God created the world, it was the first act of outpouring of, to breathe life into the world. And it's the same outpouring love that leads God into this path of redemption. That when the problems of this world, sin and death, are too great for us to overcome, Christ comes in the flesh for us to be our motherhood, who takes the weight of all of sin and death and the devil onto himself so that we may have life. You know, Jesus says something very interesting. This is a must. I must go to Jerusalem. This is his resounding theme and passages that we're going to see coming up. This is what the Son of Man must do. This is the path. Now I know we all want to know, but why? We want to ask, why is this the path? And yes, there are many theories, there are many thoughts, there are many different teachings out there. But I'm reminded of something that Oppenheimer once said. You can only go so far by theory alone. But when Christ is here, and when our biblical authors were writing, they felt no need to explain the why. Only the must. And the must is that in the love of God, this is the way that the Son of Man must go to Jerusalem for us to be our motherhood. And so as we gather and we move towards this time in our church where we're going towards Good Friday and Easter, let us remember that the metaphor, the symbol that Christ gives us for what this is about, is a mother hen who is there to gather in the flock, offer their life for the flock. But also, like I illustrated with my umbrella illustration, it's not just the protection that you get underneath the arms of God. It's not just that Christ died for us, even though that would be enough. But under the arms of God, we also gain everything that is Christ. The life of the resurrection. The love of God. And we are called and beckoned to come. This, friends, is grace upon grace upon grace. It is God who gathers, the Spirit who calls. We are, in one sense, only the passive partners here who come, to allow this to happen. And this is so much, or in line of what something I'm often saying, that we, as we gather, as a symbol of this, we do not take the sacraments. We are given the sacraments. You are given the bread. Because this is a gift. We don't earn what has been given. It is not a possibility. We do not do the sacraments. They are done unto us. And maybe the question, the only question, as we journey through Lent, is are we in that position to receive? Are we in that position to be allowing ourselves to be gathered? Because here is love, the love of God poured out for us. And it is here. It is in Christ Jesus. It is in the presence of God's body, the church. And in this may we find healing and hope and wholeness. Amen.
Thank you.
in the midst of our prayers for the people, we will come to a point where our reader will say, and especially for those people who will name aloud or in our hearts. And then there will be a moment of silence for you to do that. If you feel so called, you may name out loud your prayer concern for the people, or name that silently in your heart. This should be a pattern very familiar to all of us, and we just want to remind everybody that we are now returning to that.
Led by the Spirit, let us turn to God in prayer for the church, the world, and all those in need. Holy God, you long to gather your church under your wings. Bless the churches at Jerusalem and all persecuted churches, that your people may take heart and stand firm as they witness and minister in your name. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you give shelter to living things as numerous as the stars. Strengthen the voice of prophets who call humanity to faithful care for the planet, that they would not be silenced, but heeded as your messengers. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you raised up leaders like Abram, Sarah, and Paul to show your people what it means to rely on your promises. Guide today's leaders to work for justice and safeguard the world for future generations. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you offer us citizenship in heaven. Unite communities of faith who are divided over earthly things, that following the way of your Son, they may set aside grudges and serve their neighbors with generosity and love. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, you are the stronghold of our life. Care tenderly for those who are ill in body or mind, and for people living in fear or need, especially Joe, Fran, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Dan, Gary, June, Julie, Sandra, Paul, Rhonda, California Fires, victims of the war around the world and national world disasters. May all know they are not alone, and especially for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayers.
Holy God, you are our light and our salvation. We give thanks for the saints who have gone before us. Help us to trust in you as they did, and to live according to their example. God, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Receive the prayers of your people and draw all things together in your love, in the name of Jesus, who leads us from death to life.
In the midst of our prayers, we invite us now into a time of silence, into the mystery of silence. Into this quiet, we open our hearts to the presence of God, who is not only heard in word, but also in stillness. Let this be a time to rest in God's love, to lift what is unspoken, and to listen to the one who speaks in silence. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
We will hear the hymn once with the piano, and then we will sing it through twice. It's page 814.
You set your immense treasure among us, opening your heart to the world. As we prepare to feast on your bountiful love, deepen our commitment to sharing those treasures with others through our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, not renewed in the gifts of baptism. We may come to the fullness of your grace, and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness into the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. And the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us and send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together in one as one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are invited to come forward and share in this meal. In a moment, the usher will come. We'll start on this side, and then as you come forward, we ask you to fill the communion rail from right to left. You may receive the sacraments either standing or kneeling, whichever way feels most comfortable to you. And then as the wine is passed around, we'll ask you to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, you may come with your arms folded and a prayer will be said for you. But know that this is an open table and the invitation is for all to come. And all who come will receive. For the very presence of God is here. And that presence is for us all. Amen.
Amen.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Generous host, you have shared your feast with us and made us new. Send us now to set tables of love and grace in your communities, that your liberating love might nourish the world into freedom. In the name of the crucified one, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And friends, we just pause now for some announcements, and I encourage you to look at your word in the week, because there's lots of activities going on this week, of which many of them start shortly after service. So we're a little bit double booked. We will have the youth service and the youth symphony here at 2 o'clock. So we do invite some volunteers to help us move furniture up here in preparation for that. And then downstairs, starting at 1:30, we have the Earth Summit. If you have already registered, please meet us downstairs. But if you're also interested in joining that discussion, the event will start at 1:30. We'll be hosting the Ecumenical Ministries of Oregon's Earth Summit downstairs. I know at least three other faith communities will be joining us. We're hoping for a fourth. So if you'd like to come and join the discussion, be part of community building, please join us at 2:30. Or excuse me, 1:30. 2 o'clock symphony, 1:30 downstairs. Wednesday is also a full day. We have our contemplative prayer service at 12. We have soup and bread at 6 downstairs, and our holden evening prayer service at 7. And also, I'd like to invite Sandy forward. Worst thing I can do is remember names in the midst of the conference. I invite Sandy forward for her own event.
Thank you. Things are busy in the parish life. There is a lot going on right now in parish life. And so I'm here to ask for help and to ask for fellowship with everybody. Wednesdays, as Pastor said, we have our soup supper downstairs. It is greatly helpful if we know who is going to bring soup. Sometimes it's nice to know what kind of soup you're bringing so that we don't end up with, you know, three chicken noodles. Although chicken noodle is really, really good. But, yeah, signing up is so, so, so helpful. We could definitely use your help in setup and cleanup. But let us know what to expect so we know where we need to cover things. Coffee hour is another area. That time of fellowship is so, so important. And we love to have our yummy, yummy snacks. If you would like to host coffee hour, and sign up to say, I will provide the things for this Sunday. Please sign up on the sheet to let us know that you're bringing something. If the Spirit moves you and you just want to bring something, that is also great. But we may not serve it that week. We might set it aside. We might freeze it for next time because we never know. There's feast and there's famine. So... if you would like to bring something that we can have set aside, that is also wonderful. A batch of cookies that we can freeze, a loaf of banana bread to freeze, a bag of pretzels that we can put on the shelf for when we need them. That would be wonderful, too. Our Easter brunch is coming up. This was a great time to bring in somebody new, by the way, right before Lent. Hey, this is an easy break-in period. Easter brunch is coming up. For after Easter Sunday, we'll have you guys sign up to bring fruit and pastries and deviled eggs, and we will gather and we will feast. And sometimes I understand the Easter Bunny comes with eggs for the children, so please plan to join us there. All of these things require a little bit of help, a little bit of planning. So we're going to have our very first Parish Life Committee meeting that I will be leading, and that will be next Saturday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. I said it at 10 a.m. because I thought, well, I can remember to come to church at 10. Maybe I can remember to come to a meeting at 10. 10 a.m. next Saturday. I hope to see you there, and we will have a great time together. Thank you.
Good job.
have you got, Pete?
Well, I have this little booklet that our pastor wrote, Understanding the Meaning of Worship. And some of you have it in your mailboxes. I would suggest you get it and read it. His wisdom may surprise you.
If you don't have a mailbox and you're a visitor, that's also our front desk. We'll also give you a copy. I know that's a long announcement. Thank you. It's always something. The last thing I want to point out is that Lifeline does screenings down here once in a while. And their next screening is coming up, and we have two coupons. And they're first come, first serve. They're on the bulletin board by my office. So if you're so inclined, you can go there. And with all that, let's prepare our hearts for the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
peace. Care for others as God cares for you.
Thanks be to God.